are mobile.
Zero TR in 4MMW.
I heard somebody trying to call, but you didn't get in. This is Zero TR.
Here on your right hand side, red truck going by you.
It's a little bit negative. No joy on the transmission. You're too choppy. I don't know if it's a repeater or your place. My name is Tom.
He's right beside you, Tom. Yeah, I just passed you. I forgot about that. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to hear when I'm transmitting that close to you.
The voice, let me turn this stupid radio down here in the background. And give me the call and the name again.
Yeah, it's N4MMW. This is Jimmy.
Boy, that's a beautiful truck, Jimmy. I saw that antenna that told Bernice. I said, I know that's a ham operator. I almost hit you with Morse code there. Good to see you and hear you, Jimmy.
I figured y'all been back there grocery shopping. Headed back to the house evidently, aren't you?
About two car lengths behind you. And we've been, I had a little eye infection and we had to go to Wally World. And then we had to go to Legals for some stuff that Bernice wanted to get. We're heading back to the QTH.
Yeah, I just left Walmart myself, had the gas up so I wouldn't have to push it. It looked kind of bad pushing a brand new truck.
That's nice looking antenna. You do HF on that, Jimmy?
This is the ICOM 7300 that I got mounted in here, and it does real well.
Well, I got to turn in here, Jimmy, and drop a letter in the mailbox for my BRARS dues for the next year. And Bernice just reminded me as it started to go past the post office.
It's going to be real big of a U-turn. Of course, I can't complain. I might do the same thing myself. Went to the doctor this morning. I was looking for my other sock and I already had it on my foot. So, you take care and I'll holler at you later. Maybe you get to the meeting tonight about 6 o'clock. See you then. N4MMW Mobile.
MMW4MMW. But, got a lot of aches and pains and bills as you get older from that rare disease, AGE. Take care and say hi to Dave if you see him, and we'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR, clear.
N4MMW, KN4VWH.
W4NGU.
We got to take turns. All right, Phil was first. Go ahead, Phil.
Jimmy, you running the 7300 in the car. What antenna are you using?
The one up front. I don't remember what it is. It's dual band. And then the baby one on the back is Tar Heel 2, 200 watt.
I've heard of the Tar Heel 2. It does a good job for you. What bands do you work?
Work all bands on the HF side. I got a little controller in the truck here and I can pre-program and put me right in the center where I want to go, you know, 80, 40, all that. It'll even do 6 if you take the whip off the top.
One more question, then let's go to Steve. How have you got it mounted? Do you have some kind of bracket or are you just setting it on the seat?
So the face comes off. And the radio's behind my passenger seat in the rear. Then the face is right here on a plate on a little gooseneck that I made. The antenna is mounted on a 2-inch square aluminum block that I cut down on the middle of the machine and put it in the hole on the driver's side in the back of the bed back there because I got a cover over my rear end back there.
I thought you said you're running an ICOM 7300.
Excuse me, it's not 7300. It's one of these ICOMs, mobiles, and HF. It's all in one that you take the face off of.
Go ahead, Steve. 1000.
Hey, it's a 7000. Jimmy, give me a call whenever you get done and we can get together, okay? Just give me a call whenever you get clear. Y'all carry on. K4 VWA clear.
David, I got to go and take care of this other little situation, and you'll be next on the list after that, around 2:30, I'm thinking.
Jimmy, I knew that you couldn't take the front off of a 7300.
Yeah, my jump. Yeah, this is, I'm trying to find the number on it. And it must be under my controller box that I can't see. But it's similar to the, what is it, 702? I think that's what it's similar to.
706-7100. KB2H access.
Oh, now I've stirred the pot. 7100.
71, Jim.
Yeah, this one in the truck.
That is the upgrade from the ICOM 706 Mark IIG. That's what replaced that radio, the 7000.
The ICOM 7000.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're having some fun with HF.
I've called from Myrtle Beach all the way up here. I've been in Monterey, Tennessee, which is halfway between Nashville and Knoxville, and talk back to here, and I have talked across the ocean pond on a good day.
I'll type in my 2 cents, you know, because my New York attitude just tells me to do that kind of thing. Jimmy, I'll see you when you get here, KB2HXS.
Hey, Phil, I recognize your voice back there, but I was so close to Jimmy, it was desensitizing there, and I couldn't hear him in the LTR.
Yeah, that's what I piped in and said, he's right beside you.
How'd you know that?
I could hear him fine.
I thought you two were together out there or something. Boy, he's got a pretty truck. We're just at White Hampton and 101 there, Buncombe turned over to 101. We went down the road past W4DJW's this morning, and I thought all the construction was done, and we was in a hurry to get to, I got an eye problem, and nothing real serious, just needed some antibiotic eye drops, and naturally they were chewing up the road still.
Just about to finish in front of my parents' house. They've hung the, got the road done and hung the lights, but still got covers over them.
Well, that's good. I think they might need to paint stripes and that stuff down there by DJW's. Go ahead, Jimmy, if you're still there.
Here for a minute or two. Yeah, they're doing a lot of construction back over there. Updating power lines and all kinds of stuff to use all the new housing that's in there. So there's a lot going on around the whole city here. So go ahead, Phil.
Been going on 5 or 6 years in front of my parents' house. It's the road kind of curved, and you had to crane your neck way back to enter Roper Mountain. It was just a mess, but they've cut out that curve and made a four-way intersection, and it's going to be a lot better.
Endlessly better down by Dave Watson's place. They already made quite a bit of it good, but I'll tell you what, it was getting kind of lumpy and bumpy down there. I'm glad to hear it. Well, we got 2 5/8 inches of rain, and in the rain gauge out in the garden out front, and we got over 3 inches in the weather station, so we really needed that. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, on the rain, that's for sure. Yeah, Phil, I'm surprised they didn't put a roundabout. That seems to be their new thing instead of red lights. I hate those things. I've run up on a few when I'm pulling my big camper. It's kind of tough to maneuver that big old thing around those little narrow circles. But, yeah, we need that rain. I don't know, there's not that much growing. Some of these people got that winter grass. They need it. But, yeah, as things were getting kind of dry and people were still burning leaves, so that was the biggest problem. All right, I will jump out. I'm just about to where I'm going to go. Y'all take care and have a lovely day. I'd like to see both of you to meet tonight if you can make it. N4 MFW Mobile, be clear after y'all.
Yeah, you just missed Bernice's treats there, Jimmy. Nice to hear you today. This is N0TR.
Building on my road, Tom, that might be illegal. I don't know. We've already got one of your favorite stores just up the street, so this might be some competition for them.
Well, I like to go into Lidl's, but it's quite a bit further on down there from Walmart. Not a lot, but it's more traffic. And I've gotten kind of skittish about that in my old age. I try to avoid it if possible. But, you know, I always love going down the sucker bait aisles in Aldi's, but Lidl's has got a beat on that. There's more sucker bait there than Carter's got little liver pills.
Copy, Tom. The repeater dropped completely out. I'm at 385 and 85. Yeah, we got an Aldi's up the street.
I have Aldi's. Lidl's has got more what I call sucker bait aisles. And I generally always find something to get suckered in on, you know, on tools and stuff like that. Just for, well, I bought a sound meter down there the other day at Lidl's. Can you imagine that?
A what meter?
A sound meter, a decibel.
Sound meter for?
Well, you know, I've been thinking on that. And kind of like Jethro, I didn't really know it, but I just wanted it.
Number of purchases like that. I just wanted it.
You want to put up you get a 16-foot boring mill going, and one of them is 20-foot, and they break a tool, and the decibel level is just painful. And I guess it depends on what portion of the cut they're on, you know, like a tire mold or something big, before they get it stopped. And I'm telling you, it like to knock your ears out. So I always wished I had one. The company had one, but I didn't get to use it very often. They didn't want us to have that in our hands too much because they knew they were way above that 80 decibel level.
Didn't want anybody getting too smart, did they?
You got it. I'm telling you, it was they band-aided earplugs, and all the guys hated that. Well, all the guys that worked in the tire mold section drilling those little ventilation holes in them, after a few years, you'd have to hear you. They didn't want to work with earplugs.
They're right beside somebody, or somebody's transmitting on top of you, although it's not a heterodyne type interference, but definitely some strong interference. I don't know if it's on the input or what.
I don't know what it is either, Phil, but I hear you just fine. They're probably just keying on me, but we're about Lake Cunningham now, so we're not long before we get home, Phil, but it's great to hear you.
Yeah, on the input, real scratchy, but I'm at 385 in Roper Mountain Road, so that's a pretty good little hop, mobile to mobile.
I had it on 5, and Rusty was a little crusty this morning on his signal, and he was transmitting 50 watts. I know the other night we had some interference, but there were some other people monitoring, and they said it wasn't intentional. It was something with the repeater, Phil.
Pulling in here. I need to sign off. Enjoyed it, and you have a good day. Hello, Bernice. I know you're always there. keeping him in line. W4NG, you clear.
Hear you.
All right, take care, Phil. W4NGU and 0GR 73.